Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, this is DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor in Manhattan. I'm very happy to be on Audrey Russo's show on Real Talk. I urge you to listen as often as you can because, after all, Audrey Russo's show builds strong bones and muscles.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Is Biden culpable in the barbarism committed by Iran's proxy Hamas since he gifted Iran $6 billion U.S. dollars against the will of the people? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military and intel analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
No, it's always great to have you with us. And, well, we're going to jump in, of course, here on Israel. This is just, it's been horrendous what happened this weekend. Now, Hamas, the jihadists that finally made it to our terror list in 2019, which is stunning that it took that long, again, they have now, again, attacked Israel. It was unprovoked. It was on a massive scale. Over 700 civilians dead so far, 150 missing, and dozens of women, children, and elderly Jews kidnapped. The children are being kept in cages. And there's been some other horrendous reports, which I am going to spare the listeners. Isn't it time to destroy Hamas and all its capabilities to rebuild so they will never rise from the ashes to commit mass murder of Jews again?
Yes. They must be destroyed. This is not an easy challenge, but they must be destroyed. Now, what we're going to see over there, because it is absolutely despicable, and it's only through a lot of social media that we're seeing exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I did a radio show last night, and the anchor had a very good, it was on television, had a very good summary and showed pictures that he'd gotten from the social media. Television shows some of them, but very few of the rape, of the murders of women and children, babies. We're talking about. And so they must be completely eliminated, like ISIS, and we must support that effort in a host of ways through intelligence, etc. Now, the Israelis had a major intelligence failure.
Exactly.
And I don't, which is very unusual for them.
Yeah.
And particularly to get such a sustained attack across the whole southern part of Israel, as well as with the missiles coming in. And what we're seeing today is, as we've seen in the Ukraine, many more attacks by adversaries are being used through missiles and drones. They use gyrocopters. They did a host of things that were out of character and that should have been picked up by the Israeli intelligence.
Yeah.
Now, I heard today that even some of the Hamas leadership was kept out of it. And so they had very good communications discipline, Audrey.
Yeah.
But the absolute brutality, and they are showing it on social media.
Bragging.
And which means they're trying to get the world upset and bring together the Arab world. Now, the main rationale for doing it was because of the proximity of Saudi Arabia joining the Abrams Accord. And I mean, and they have scuttled that for a while, but I think it will eventually happen. But it's going to take 2 years, I mean, to destroy Hamas.
Really? You mean because of the way they hide in the population, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of their leadership is in Qatar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you mentioned the failure of the intelligence, like in, from IDF, Shin Bet, Mossad, which is stunning to me that it was this bad a failure. Because, you know, they had an outdoor concert. Where were the police? Where was security? How could you be so lax? Because the carnage was horrible at that outdoor concert. And some of the kidnappings also happened from there. How could they have failed so badly? You know,
I don't know, because now you're talking about their reaction. That wasn't the lead off. The missiles were the lead off.
Right.
Where was the reaction? Now, granted, it was a holiday. Okay.
Right.
I'll be the first to say that, that they picked their timing was good, but their response was very slow, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Particularly for that outdoor festival that was going on.
Right, exactly. I did want to give my thoughts on this, okay, because I know some of, I have contacts in there, and when it comes to the IDF, this is my thoughts on this. With the inclusion of Arab Muslims, not Arab Christians, Arab Muslims into the IDF under the farce of being inclusive because politics got in there, the IDF may have created a fifth column that helped in this. Isn't that plausible?
That's plausible. That's a course of action that they've got to look at.
Yeah. They're going to have to take that seriously, I think.
I mean, they should have had air power up there immediately.
Why didn't they? I mean, like this, we're guessing here because we all know, but I'm saying, I can't, this is, doesn't seem typical of Israel.
I know it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes. So that's what is very troubling is their response. And, first of all, they never envisioned the gyrocopters that were used on that festival. And they flew in there and they were just strafing them.
Could you share, to explain that to the listeners that may not be familiar with it?
Well, they have these gyrocopters, which, if you know what a gyrocopter is, it's got it's a motorcycle-like vehicle, but it's got a parachute on it.
Oh.
Okay. They go up in the air, and it's like an airplane. And they had machine guns on those gyrocopters.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, you know, they had to be practicing that somewhere. And wow. That's why didn't their intel pick that up? They went through that border like a hot knife through butter and breached it and went to the kibbutzes and to those towns that border the border there. And it was of such a massive scale, it was shocking. But still, why didn't they get their air up? Why weren't their forces? I realize it was a holiday in that. And I think that's what lured them into it. The other thing is, the Israelis are going through kind of a similar problem that America's going through. Their left was driving issues, and the left was splitting the military. And the left was splitting the country,
right,
on issues that where their Supreme Court, I thought, was exceeding its authority and what should be. And so you had these distractions that I think that they were looking at differently, much like the distractions that we have in the United States, because we should learn, Audrey, what's going on in Israel could very easily happen to the United States. I just saw a briefing on Fox that there are over 50,000 Muslims that have come in to this country in the last 2 years across border.
Mm-hmm.
Illegals. They're illegal.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Yes, I think there's a lot more than that. Yeah.
What we've got to be very concerned with, you know, the Circle K missiles that were smuggled in under the Obama administration, nobody talks very much about it.
No.
But these are cruise missiles, the Club K, that came in on container ships. And I believe they're latent around the U.S. that they could be fired out of these containers. They're conventional weapons in which they would attack our missile fields and our bomber bases.
Really?
Could neutralize our two-thirds of our nuclear deterrent.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's not much publicity, but the FBI is chasing MAGA people and mothers that are protesting in schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we do not have the law enforcement that we ought to have in the country.
The enemies
and that was deliberately done by Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it started with him. All of it started with him.
The next one I hope to come out with you with my new book that General Vallely and I are coming out with.
Yes.
Called Latent Treason. We are challenging the system to a corrupt 2020 election. There's more than enough evidence on it. And then a corrupt administration, the Biden administration, what they're doing. But it's being led by Barack Hussein Obama.
Right.
And I don't want to go any more into it because I want to focus on Israel.
Right.
And going on in the Middle East because Iran is behind it.
I was just going to ask you that. See, I want to show us that the New York Post has reported that there were a high level meetings between Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in Lebanon to plan the attack. Iran, of course, has been attacking us through their proxy Hezbollah for over 40 years. Now I'm talking about the U.S. here. When will Israel and the U.S. finally deal with Iran? It seems as if our politicians are afraid of them.
Well, it's worse than that.
Really?
Our politician, our administration, Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden have reinforced them with money. And it was just 2 weeks ago they announced that $6 billion in aid for five prisoners. And Tony Blinken says, well, none of that money was used to fund them. But money's fungible.
Yeah, yeah. He's such an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm being kind when I say that. He's an idiot and a liar. Okay? But go ahead. I'm sorry.
are being kind. And he must think the American people are dumb.
Yes. Yeah, he does.
As well as the National Security Admiral that's talking about global warming being a life and death threatening threat to America.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
Exactly.
When Donald Trump left, Iran had $4 billion in reserves. Today, they've got $70 billion. Why?
Yeah, well, I think we know the answer to that. You mentioned Obama, and of course, it's Obama / Biden. It's still the same because Biden, look, he gifted Iran the $6 billion. That's against our will. That's our money, and it was against our will. They have been and still are the greatest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. That has not changed. Our government knows that, and yet Biden did this. Now, let's be honest. Isn't he, in a way, culpable in the carnage that's being done to innocent Jews because of this?
Yes. Absolutely, yes. By the way, the $6 billion was Iranian money that they got through the sale of fuel that South Korea had, and it was embargoed, and the U.S. lifted the embargo on it and sent the money to Qatar, to banks and Qatari banks.
That's amazing.
But the fact is, that money, Audrey, should go directly to Israel right now to rebuild.
Yes.
U.S. government should, and if the president today doesn't say that, then we need to go after a Biden more than we have. But he's in enough trouble because he is absolutely guilty of treason with the activities that he's been doing with Hunter. And he sold this country out, and that money was bribery money that he used in, and he bragged about it in New York City to the foreign relations up there and saying how he said, I'm leaving in 6 hours, remember?
Yeah.
And if you don't get fired, the Shulkin, the prosecutor who was looking at what was the irregularities?
Burisma.
But with Burisma.
Yeah.
Well, guess who got $10 million?
Gee, I wonder.
Hunter Biden. I wonder why. I mean, but public.
Because of his expertise, you know.
I mean, he's a doofus. But he had no idea that he was going to be the president.
Right.
And now they're doing everything to prevent Trump from being the president.
Right. I want to bring this back about not just Israel, but ourselves, including the border in this sense. According to my sources, namely a former ICE agent, Victor Avila, and former border Patrol agent Gary Brugman, more than 200 terrorists on our official terror watch list have illegally crossed across our border in the last 3 years under Biden. Since Iran considers Israel the little Satan and America the great Satan, isn't it more than possible that they now have cells here in the States that they can activate at any time?
Yes. Absolutely. And that's what worries me about those containers, those club cake containers that could shoot, because our radars are focused on the missile fields in Russia, in China, in Iran, and Pakistan for a nuclear threat. They would not see cruise missiles launched from within the United States. We don't cover the United States that way.
Right.
And that's what I believe, these cells. We've got 8 million, and it's going to 10 million, people that have come in illegally. Audrey, that's far more than we ever had in Europe after the Normandy invasion.
Oh my gosh.
So we have put an invasion force, deliberately, the Biden administration has done that. And again, Barack Hussein Obama is driving that, and why the American people are accepting it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I just cannot understand it. And that's what our book is about. Invisible Treason in America.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's coming. When is that coming out, that book?
This month.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're talking.
Hopefully it's gone to the printers today.
Well, that's excellent. I just want to hit one more thing here because I want to focus on Iran. I want to just educate the listeners that may not be aware of these things. I want us not to forget that Iran has attacked us for, as I mentioned, for the last 40 years with no response from the United States. And here's just a few of their deeds. It's not all of them. The Iran hostage situation in 1979 under Carter. Of course, it ended in 1980, the moment Reagan was inaugurated. Iran via Hezbollah blew up the U.S. Embassy in Beirut in 1983, killing 63 Americans. No response. Iran's via Hezbollah blew up the Marine Corps barracks, also in Beirut in 1983, killing 220 Marines, 18 sailors, and 3 soldiers, making this incident the deadliest single-day death toll for the United States Marine Corps since the Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II. No response. TWA Flight 847, when 39 Americans were held hostage and U.S. Navy CB Robert Stethem was brutally murdered and dumped on the tarmac by Hezbollah. No response by the United States. The bombing of the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia, where 19 U.S. service members were killed. These are just a few of what Iran has done to us via their proxy, Hezbollah, in 40 years with no response from the United States. This is just, these are just a few of their crimes. We gave no response to these acts of war, which made us look like paper tigers. Are you surprised that Iran is now emboldened to do what they are doing in Israel right now?
No. And I didn't finish my thought earlier. Once we resolve Hamas, and we may have to do the same with Hezbollah, Then, covertly, I believe the Iranian people want to get rid of the mullahs. I mean, they have last year.
It's true.
Let's help them covertly. Donald J. Trump had them on their knees in his 4 years with what he'd done with the oil embargoes he's had on them. Let us do that and put them out of business.
Yes, yes.
Look, we have got under 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama and now coming up on 4 years with Joe Biden, we have had treasonous activities. We've had an FBI that's corrupt. We have an intelligence community that's corrupt. We have a military that is being corrupted now to be teaching and executing policies such as CRT in the military. And we cannot have these Marxist ideologies and DEI, all these things going on, Audrey, unless we have the right leadership. We do not have that now. Since when did skin color determine a person's performance?
Right.
And that's what critical race theory, CRT, is trying. They're trying to institute that in our military.
Right.
I have a problem with the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I had a problem with the last one. And all these things have got to be cleaned out.
Yes.
And that's why what they're trying to do to President Trump, and you just see it in this current court action, where you have a doofus for a judge, and the New York Attorney General deliberately, she ran on going after Trump.
Yeah.
And they're going after him for such ridiculous things as the how they are appraising their property for loans. Absolute, and they want to equate Mar-a-Lago for $18 million value.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
It's somewhere between 500 and a billion.
Yeah. We see what they're doing. Yeah.
We see what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're going to cheat again using hammer and scorecard in 24. And that's what our book is about.
Yeah.
And we lay out and show you the exact number of votes that were moved in the six battleground states to flip Biden to be the winner. The Communist Party of China elected Joe Biden, not the American people, Audrey. And now the Iranians, through Joe Biden, because he rebuilt them, have attacked Israel.
Right.
And the policies that the Democrats, that Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama are instituting now,
right,
are treasonous activities.
Absolutely. And that's, I see here the book, Invisible Treason in America. So, Tom, would you tell the listeners where they can follow and support your excellent work, the work of CCNS, and not only to purchase all the other books that you have, but this new one, this upcoming one that's going to be out on, hot off the presses soon, Invisible Treason in America. Where can they do all that?
Well, you can get it off of... and we got approval by Amazon, and get it off Amazon, Citizens Commission for National Security.org, and get it off there, I believe. I'm not sure if we've negotiated that with them, but that's where this presentation will go, to where they can get that on Citizens Commission for National Security.org. And that's where I send all my... radio shows and TV shows. So that's where they can get all me. I don't do social media, but I must confess, after seeing what the Israelis and the terrorists have done and putting information on social media,
right,
it is extremely valuable at certain times.
Absolutely. Absolutely is. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the general's work. Thanks so much, Tom, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments on this. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely, Audrey. And God bless you for having the courage to put people like me on so they can explain to America what is going on in America. It's never happened before in our history.
Well, thank you so much. And until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.